Well, bravo, President José Antonio Kast, who was inaugurated 2 days ago as the President of the Republic of Chile. So he took his presidential oath, and that's it. He's beginning his first presidential term. With any luck, it won't be his last. So he had a distinguished career in law. He's the first Chilean president of German stock. So he's born in Chile to German parents. And yeah, that's it. But why I'm particularly into him is because his defense of children. Okay, so he says no violence against children. Innocent, defenseless people must be defended. We must defend those who cannot defend themselves, and that even includes, whoever's committing violence against children, including their own parents. And the most vulnerable members of society, they need the most protection. Save them. Show mercy, defend the junior generation. These little children, they're just as human as you and me, and they can move autonomously and so on. So they are respiring and their hearts are beating from a very early stage, not even the very earliest. This is the gravest human rights abuse going on in the world. And these girls and boys have as much right to life as anybody else, as adults, more really. We adults, we've at least lived quite a long time. The little girls and boys haven't. And you were once one of those helpless little children. And you were human then, you're human now, you're alive then, you're alive now. And that's it. And no one has the right to harm a child, even if he or she is the mother or the father of that child, even if that child is inconvenient or so on. All these specious arguments are proposed or are advanced for to kind of claim that sexual violence against children is somehow permissible. That oh well, education isn't perfect, and what about the environment and healthcare and housing and public transport and world peace? Because unless we can solve every single problem instantly, then children must be vulnerable to a very premature and a very violent death. And that's absolutely not the case. So José Antonio Kast, he's been fearless in speaking up for the rights of those who cannot speak up for themselves. And for that alone, I respect him enormously. It's a deeply unfashionable view. So he's trying to save these little kids, and that has got to be priority. And don't believe any of the specious arguments or all these diversionary tactics, people trying to distract you or insult you. And not say what it really is, use euphemistic pedophobic language as though this is somehow excusatory of what they're doing. Okay, so we know what life is. When you've got these signs of life, you are alive. The need for respiration, nutrition, excretion, and so forth, response to stimuli. I realize at the very earliest stages there is some disputability about it. What about embryos? They can be taken out of his or her mother, and this child, embryo, he or she can be frozen for over 20 years, then put into a mother, and then, well, this woman, and then reanimated, develop, be born, be you or me. So are these people really people when they're frozen? Well, they are, because people can be frozen. You can be frozen in ice for minutes and then fully come back to life, or 20 years, there's no difference of principle. But are they alive during that time? And that is a good question. I mean, because a biologist told me, someone with a PhD indeed, said they are respiring just at a very, very slow rate. But I looked up and also said they're not. So I realized there might be some disputability when we're only talking about a few cells, but we were all just a few cells. Life begins with a nanosecond, just like it begins with one cell. Numbers begin with one, don't they? They can't begin with trillions. Adults are fully formed with trillions of cells. So what gives moral value to this human DNA? I suppose goodness, because that's what life is. That's what humanity is. We are DNA. Why are we humans and not other animals like chimpanzees, humans? And I've seen a bogus argument advanced, but I can't remember, some advocate of child abuse. And he was saying, well, what if we find the missing link between us and human beings? Then these people who defend little kids will have to decide, well, why the cutoff? Why these beings whose DNA is fractionally different from ours, whether they're human beings or not? Well, we'll jump off that bridge when we come to it, because we're not in that situation, so we don't need to do that. We'll deal with the situation we're actually in, where the mass murder of children is going on every single day under this sickening Orwellian euphemistic language, and pretending that it's a matter of healthcare. Well, obviously, murder is not healthcare, just as pregnancy is not a disease and pregnancy is a status, it's not an item. And they say this, obviously referring to the daughter or son, as well as the placenta surrounding him or her. They come up with, false and misleading arguments about it being, dependency. But obviously children are dependent after they're born on the umbilical cord for seconds, minutes, I don't know, it could be hours, why not? Or indeed they're dependent on being breastfed for a very long time. So this dependency argument is bogus. And so there's no reason to do this. And there's no reason to, you can still achieve anything as a mother, the Olympic gold medals, anything in career, Nobel Prizes. And even if you couldn't achieve your career, if you couldn't achieve anything with mother, that wouldn't be justificatory to murder little children. Well, who am I to say this? A human being. And you see how sexist and illogical murder industry is by suggesting men don't have the right to speak their minds in this one. Oh, unless, of course, they're on their side. So you see how censorious they are. They want to deprive people of their rights. So, it is oppressive. It's not your choice, so I'm told. Well, I mean, no, I never would never choose to murder a child. But choice is not just justificatory of murder or any other act of violence or abuse, is it? Baby's body, baby's choice. And we know that children, if they could choose, would choose life. That is the default setting. Everyone chooses life. That's why you eat. That's why you drink. That's why you seek shelter. That's why you seek warmth. That's why you avoid excessive heat. That's why you avoid danger. That's why we wear clothes. That's why we wash. So the assumption has to be that these children want to live. Let the children live. And just because someone says that certain people are not people doesn't mean they're unpeople, because it's genocide. The genocide argument is always the same. These people are subhuman. They don't count. They're not even human. They're dirt. Yeah. Presenting as racial hygiene when racism was the justification for genocide. Here it's ageism, really. So people attacking the weakest and the smallest members of our society, just very greedy, selfish, cruel people. And no amount of makeup, no amount of expensive clothing, no amount of hairstyling, no amount of silk dresses can ever hide the true horror of what it is. And it's really sickening that people get away with this. They're rewarded and promoted it. And of course, those who murder little kids enjoy it. I've often seen videos where they boast about it. They say how much fun it was. So this is a pleasure for them. That it's not a regrettable necessity. That is not medical care. They genuinely rejoice in the violence and the cruelty they inflict upon little children. So President Cast, despite his flaws, and I disagree with him sharply on some things, if he saves even a single child, his presidency will have been worth it. So do what you can to save children.